talking about it, and I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this. I saw something, they saw something.
You're tuned to listener-sponsored radio.
There was a lot of light.
W-A-I. That's all I know.
Now, where are my people? The 70 billion people of Earth, where are they hiding?
99.5.
Fascinating.
Night shift.
How long has it been since you've slept?
Listener, sponsor.
I don't know.
Radio.
Fine. I never seem to get tired. But I know I haven't slept since this thing began.
And on the web. At WBAI.
It feels like times have changed.
Night shift.
Night shift.
It's my favorite show.
It only happens. Once a week.
Night shift.
It only happens here.
Night shift.
Night shift.
It's my favorite show.
Night shift.
the groove.
Illogical.
Designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. I'm sorry. The 70 billion people of Earth, where are they hiding? Gotta get you out of here, clear of me.
I think there's no place to hide.
Well, there has to be.
Night shift.
I've peddled this damn thing halfway around the world.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty sick of you.
Byron.
Yes, but you love me.
Night shift again.
I'll be damn late.
We're living in a period that I regard as a kind of period of the terminal moraine of mythology. It's as though a lot of mythological rubbish is all around. Mythologies that built civilizations and are no longer working that way are just in rubble all around us. And an individual who puts himself to the task of activating his imaginative life, the life that springs from inside, not from response to outside information and commands. That person can find stimulation. There's no rule. An individual has to find what electrifies and enlivens his own heart and wakes him. And I have a firm belief in this now, not only in terms of my own experience, but in knowing about the experiences of other people. When you follow your bliss, and by bliss I mean the deep sense of being in it and doing what the push is out of your own existence, you follow that and doors will open where you would not have thought there were going to be doors, and where there wouldn't be a door for anybody else. And there's something about the integrity of a life, and the world moves in and helps.
Night Shift.
The name of the show.
Night Shift.
The feeling you might have.
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
A completely unique experience.
It's on the air.
For professional use. My favorite show.
Mitch.
It's invisible.
Mitch.
Night Shift.
But you can feel it.
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
It's late.
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
It's night.
It's my favorite show.
From dark to light.
Night Shift.
During the shift from night.
Closing of places of entertainment. All cinemas, theaters, and other places of entertainment are to be closed immediately until further notice. Sports gatherings. All gatherings for purposes of entertainment and amusement, whether outdoor or indoor, which involve large numbers congregating together, are prohibited until further notice. This refers especially to gatherings for purposes of entertainment.
Night Shift.
But people are earnestly requested not to crowd together unnecessarily in any circumstance.
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
It's my favorite show.
Night Shift.
May light always surround you, hope kindle and rebound you. May your hurts turn to healing, your heart embrace feeling. May wounds become wisdom, every kindness a prism. May laughter infect you, your passion resurrect you. May goodness inspire your deepest desires. Through all that you reach for, may your arms never tire.
We will open the book. Its pages are blank. We are going to put words on them ourselves. The book is called Opportunity, and its first chapter is New Year's Day.
At peace with your neighbors, and let every new year find you a better man.
A bridge of silver wings stretches from the dead ashes of an unforgiving nightmare to the jeweled vision of a life started anew.
Night shift.
spend January 1st walking through our lives, room by room, drawing up a list of work to be done, cracks to be patched. Maybe this year, to balance the list, we ought to walk through the rooms of our lives, not looking for flaws, but for potential.
Another year.
Happy New Year. It's
Happy
nice
New
to
Year
be here.
It's we should do the first show of the year.
Yes.
I
love it when I come off of the silent because I'm out there listening to the pulse of America.
Mm. You're out there listening to the pulse.
That's right.
Well, we can talk about the pulse, Brian.
I know.
We've got some pulseness to talk about. And the mystery guest is
All
here.
Aboard.
Happy
here.
New Year.
All aboard.
Here. I came in on the pulse.
Yeah. So.
All aboard, Brian.
Yes, America is in change at the moment, and I'm enjoying it because it is the second day of the year, and thus far, we've gotten into it one day and 20 minutes in.
Oh, wow.
And we haven't messed up yet.
25 minutes into the new year, Byron.
I'm sure some of us have messed up.
No. I'd like to think everybody has.
We've all been good.
Only 25 minutes into the new year.
Yeah.
Listen, this are the first moments of the year, Byron.
Absolutely.
You realize that?
I am stoked in it. I'm enjoying it.
Second day.
First moments of the second day.
I mean,
but our first show of the year.
Our first show of the year. First moments of Night Shift.
Thank you.
In 2018.
That's how fair it's here.
And, you know, and in honor of that, I brought some past Night Shift agendas. Because I have ideas for the new agendas and some new sections and things. But we're going to go over some of what's been. Because
do we have a theme for?
Well, yes, of course.
As we move
that in order to move forward,
yes.
You have to give that last look, Byron, and let it go.
In order to move forward,
that's right.
You must give it that last look,
yes,
and let it go,
and then let it go.
That's a heavy duty theme.
Well, the short version is. The theme of every year, which is, what's the biggest lesson you learned in 2017?
So which one do you want to go with, the long one or
well,
the short one?
The long one leads into the short one, Warren. That's the whole concept.
Wait a minute. You want me to write the long one leads into the short one?
The long one leads into the short one.
And what is the long
Mr. one? Mr. Guest understands.
Well,
and what
depends.
Is the theme again, Almighty
theme
Meister?
Is, if you can you move forward, Warren?
Can you move forward?
And will you learn
okay.
from your past, Bob?
And will you learn?
So, will you learn from your past? Have you learned from your past? And I'll ask you, Bob, just to begin the show. what's the biggest lesson you learned in 2017? And it can be a lesson you have to be reminded of, but, you know.
I've got it.
You got it. Talk
I've
to
got
me.
It.
This is don't give me the standard Byron answer. I want something new. I want something real.
I got something.
Okay, talk to me.
Courage.
Now you learned courage.
Courage. Yes.
Explain.
Well, on so many levels, stepping through life as you move along forward. This is the Byron side. You said. I got to give
well,
you
I want to know about 2017, what you went through and what you
but
learned.
I learned courage.
Biggest learn. So what do you mean learning courage? Do you mean like
courage to
the man behind the cake curtain gave it to you?
No.
Okay.
No. I didn't believe him.
You didn't believe him.
Not one iota. But the courage to step through whatever and step over whichever stumbling block and whichever fear that I may have had to walk through it. Courage. Courage to stand up for principle. Courage to stand up for integrity.
You learned this.
Courage
this year.
To stand up.
That's the
for
biggest
truth.
Lesson of the year.
Yes.
Now, tell me how this played out for you.
Well, because
like that how what happened that you know, as much as you want to reveal.
Yes.
How did this play out for you where, wow, courage, that's really the lesson here?
Well, I believe that when you, the lessons in life, you really do learn along your journey. Everybody has their own personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to a place in my journey which allowed me to understand to stand for truth, because truth is the way and the pathway to all things. If you live in a world of deception, unless I can make it allegorical and I can make it poignant to the point.
A world of deception.
Yes. Right now, we've been engaged in a world of deception and so many lies. I mean, not just from our president, but
can I just wait? Can I just pause for a second to say that it's so interesting that there's so much lying on going on that the media has to find a different way of putting it. Misspoke, inaccuracies, untruths. It's like I've seen so many ways of saying
you lie.
Right. The president has, you know, whatever.
Obfuscated.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen, exactly. I've seen so many
words.
Anyway, go ahead. All right, so finish. I didn't mean to throw you off.
But it's okay. But it's ultimately, though, having the courage to stand up for doing and knowing what you know is to be right. And that takes a defense line of saying, I'm not buying your lie. I know the truth of what has to be done. So, no sale on the
lie. That's a t-shirt right there, by the way. I'm not buying your lie.
Think about it. Bullying. I'm not buying into your bullying.
All right, well, let's keep it personal, Byron. I just want to know for you now.
This is for me.
I understand how your philosophy can be embraced by all for a better life.
But it's about peace.
That, I guess.
It's about,
of course, it is, Byron. Byron, it's you. Of course, it's about peace and love and feeding the hungry and clothing the naked.
Yes. You're doing well.
I'm well aware, Byron. Well, yes. I'm well aware. I've heard your mystery guesses bemused.
So anyway, I like the theme. I like tonight's theme because, let's face it, it's the second day of the year. You haven't messed up yet. You've got 363 more days to really.
You got through the first day. That's
in.
Okay. You got through the first
power
day.
Power in, folks. To plug into the universe and power in. Reject the negative. Reject the lie.
Is this your.
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay.
It's just that easy. See, we can get caught up in the deception. There are 1,000 ways to tell a lie. There's only one way to tell the truth.
Well, there's more than one way to tell the truth, but
no, my father told me something very
your
principled. He said that, Byron, there are three ways of looking at one thing. It's your way, it's my way, and the truth. Now, the two of us can be subjective in our perception of what we see, but if the truth should stay consistent and not be perverted by lies or distortion, it's still going to be one principled truth out of it. Can we find common ground on the
Mr. Guess, are you buying his lie, Mr. Guess?
I'm just thinking to myself about ways to tell the truth.
Talk to me.
Plural.
The ways to tell the truth.
Well, yeah, I think there's, you know, plenty of ways to tell the truth.
I agree. I think there are ways to tell the truth.
With your eyes averted, with your head hung down.
Just tell the truth.
With your limbs tied up to some kind of wall or something.
Just tell the truth.
Boiling water flung at you or whatever they do these days.
Just tell the truth.
Yes. And then there's looking into the eyes of the one you love and speaking the truth.
Tell the truth.
Speaking the truth. Telling the truth.
Telling the truth. Just tell the truth.
Tell the truth a lie.
I'm not buying a lie.
Speak the truth.
The name of the show.
Night shift.
The feeling you're having.
Night shift.
Tell the truth.
truth what? What should I tell the truth?
Tell the truth.
Night shift.
Should I tell the truth that the truth wants to hear?
About it, and I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this. I saw something, they saw something. There was a lot of light. That's all I remember.
TGM, my friend.
TGM.
2018.
Got to bring it in right.
You're pumping it in good, brother.
Got to bring it in right.
I'm loving it. By the way,
yes,
I liked the pearls of wisdom.
Like the pearls of wisdom
in the beginning thoughts, of the show.
Thoughts on the new year. And the
contemplating.
New year. Contemplating. Well, you know, yes. For me, the thing about New Year's, and if you've been doing the show with me for a while, and you have.
20 plus years.
Mr. Guest is new to the show, relatively. You've been doing the show how long now? Have you been keeping track?
About 35 minutes.
Yes, 35 minutes. This year.
Yes.
For you, we hope you like them. The first was 2-4, gentlemen. Here we go. 2-4, Quebec. Ah.
So, Byron Saunders.
2018.
You have to do things a little bit differently.
I'm feeling it.
But you're enjoying the wisdom in the beginning?
Oh, my, absolutely. You know, I really think if we impart more wisdom, we may help to clean up the mess that's out here.
Well, you know, I think, here's what I do think, you know, as I was saying before about the new year for me, the new year, you know, this whole time of year, similar to birthday for me, is like, I'm always, you know, looking back and looking forward, you know, it's like, okay, this is a marker of time, you know, where have I been, where am I going,
right.
And so... I think that that's what New Year's are, you know. I mean, people take this time to acknowledge the passage of whatever moons, time, days. So, but the whole concept of New Year's resolutions, Byron, of kind of reassessing, like, you know, going back to things maybe you let go of during the year. The question we have on Night Shift, Byron, is what did you learn and how? Now that you've answered that question, Byron, you said courage, you learned courage.
Courage.
And how will that change the coming year? How will you apply that? How do you feel you will be applying that?
Well, every day, starting already, day two.
Of course, you have such good answers, Byron. Go ahead.
I have made sure to not accept BS.
You got those t-shirts printed up.
I am denying
I did not buy your lie.
The lie. I'm not going to walk that, because it's wasted energy. If you walk with that kind of aura, it'll take you and sweep you along in a place that continues to combat and sword fight with you, because that's confrontational. So there's give and take. That's confrontational. But
certainly.
But in order to defeat that is not to engage it beyond the place where I don't want to deal with it because I have a different agenda. I'm not doing your agenda.
Beyond the place where you, but you know, Mara, I don't even know what you're saying, but I have to agree with you. Cause...
Tales from the land of the Byron.
Byron, he's a massive storyteller. You know, he's trap you with, he's like, yes, and the quantification of the tricover.
Words are powerful.
Yes, they are. Byron casts a spell.
Yes.
Because he's Byron.
Well, I am a work in progress.
Are you?
That's right. It's 2018. I'm still working. I'm still progressing.
I hear you, my brother.
I am a work in progress.
You. I am with you on that one.
I'm with you.
Happy New Year.
So, Happy New Year, Byron.
Download in progress.
Download in progress. All right, you know, news flash, Byron. Here's a news flash. I'm going to let you read this news flash yourself here.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just let you read the headline. And you tell me, like, okay, do they get funding for this? You know, that's my question. Okay, here we go.
You want me to be on the application?
Yeah, you can read the headline, and then maybe the mystery guest can tell you something I don't know.
All right. All right, here we go. I think you asked the right question right at the beginning. They actually got a grant to
But you read the headline. Read the headline. Now, this is news. Yes. This has been carried out by Science. What is this? What magazine is from?
This is
publication
from Weird News.
All right, Weird News. All right, so
yes, but it was posted on Huffington Post.
Yes.
So we're
yes,
not.
Yes, it was.
They
this
screened it.
News.
They screened it before
news,
it was posted.
Byron. News.
Yes. All right, mystery guest.
Yeah.
Adult beverages tend to make you act like less of an adult. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Study.
You're in the
says,
laboratory.
In some ways, yes.
That's
in
right. How many?
No.
Yes. How many contestants were in your research? Because see, I want now that you had Dr.
Grant.
How come
you didn't sign up for this? Yeah.
Yes. How many? How many of these adults were taste testing adult beverages?
You know, all right, so please, that's
the headline
that's
there.
The
okay,
headline.
Yeah, please, read the article.
All right. The 25 most profound shower thoughts on Reddit from last week. Okay, here
shower
we go.
Shower thoughts?
Shower thoughts, yes. The shower isn't just a place to sing. Separated from cell phones, standing under running water often allows people's minds to run free. Well, Reddit has an entire shower thoughts subreddit dedicated to the miniature epiphanies you have that highlight the oddities within the familiar. Do you need to have that repeated?
Mr. Guest?
Shower thoughts, yes. So anyway, in honor of those weird, wonderful, and sometimes profound musings, here are 25 of the best posts from last week.
All right, but wait. How did you get to that? Where's the article?
This is what it's...
That's not the article.
That's the
sounds better.
The lead. Thank you. Okay. It's the lead.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
All right, fine. All right, whatever.
Okay, you'll never be alone can be an incredibly comforting or terrifying statement. depending on who's saying it. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree.
Okay. Wait, what's the question?
Think about it.
What? You'll never be alone can be an incredibly comforting or terrifying statement, depending on who's saying it.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, it's a shower
if it's
thought.
Dracula.
Okay. All right. It is easier to stay awake until 6 a.m. than to wake up at 6 a.m. Yay or nay?
Well, it depends on the day.
Depends on what time you went to bed.
Okay, we have converging ideas here. Let's keep moving forward. If you have to guess
that's
what...
That's like a pre-coffee shower.
Yes,
thought.
I know, yes. If you have to guess what a commercial is selling, it's always perfume. Yay? Nay? I mean, you're a woman. Come on. Do they highlight your... No, well, think about it. Hold on. Women's are...
Where's the...
I think you have to think like the marketer here, because...
Marketer?
Yes. He's pitching a storyline here.
I feel like the perfume-esque commercials, they aren't blaring with graphics from the start.
Right.
So
right.
It's like a short film or an art piece.
An art piece.
You know,
see, Mike, their women's minds for attracting the sales of items like this. This is what the market research people have told them how to write the pitch.
It's like a little dream. It's like it's fashion and perfume in
absolutely.
One. And it's a little
interesting.
Dream.
Very interesting. See, men don't get that.
Well, I don't watch commercials, so I don't want to.
You don't wear perfume. You don't wear perfume.
I wear
actually
Cologne?
Cologne.
You wear Cologne, but you do not wear perfume. Excusez-moi, s'il vous plaît. He does not wear perfume.
I do not need perfume.
All right, now we wish we could dream with other, like multiplayer dreaming. Wow.
Oh, like being at the movies.
Multiplayer dreaming.
Multiplayer dreaming.
That's what. What's the quote? What was the quote? What?
Wish we could dream with other, like multiplayer dreaming.
We do. That's what movies are.
Yeah,
that's
but
what Sid Field said. Yeah. It's shared dreaming. That's how he described the experience of sitting in a movie theater watching a movie. Okay. He called it shared dreaming.
8 hours of drinking is binge drinking. 8 hours of TV is binge watching. 8 hours of sleep is barely enough.
What's 8 hours of working?
A job, J-O-B.
I call it binging.
You
it
call that
unhealthy.
Binge working. I like that. Job is binge working because it's constant.
Oh, I think you need a break.
You need a break. Okay.
They say 10 minutes every hour.
All right. But 8 hours is enough. Is barely enough? What kind of... Do you sleep 8 hours?
No, it's 7 to 9 is healthy.
Mike,
so.
Are you sleeping 8 hours? Because they're saying 8 hours of sleep is barely enough. I'm thinking...
That's not they. That's some clown in the shower.
All right.
It's a clown in the shower, still has his shoes.
Listen to
on.
DGM.
That could be a song, Clown in the Shower.
Still has his shoes on.
All right, here we go. It's kind of weird that other people get to decide what we will be named for the rest of our lives, and we're okay with that. That's interesting. Somebody nicknames you, and you're okay with that.
I have nicknames I don't like.
I'm not so sure about that one either.
I do not allow them to be used.
I don't think you have to be okay.
Right.
You know, you could change
certain
your
age.
Name if
certain
you
age,
want.
You can change, you know.
You could change everything.
Barnes, you know what his name was when I met him? Sugar Bear.
Really?
She go, okay, get enough sugar.
So he became Byron. You're like, I need something a little more fashionable.
That's right. Well, they, Super Sugar Chris, they changed the name, so Byron had to take on a real name. But he was Sugar Bear.
I have a pair of pajamas to prove it.
Really?
It has Sugar Bear on the back.
Okay.
Yes, someone gave that to me for a Christmas present.
Sounds
back
like
in the day. Can't get enough of them sugar pills. Keep me going strong.
Sounds cute.
Yeah, anyway.
I wouldn't
okay.
even know the second lyric, the second verse, but you know it by it because you were hip.
All right, here we go. Adult beverages tend to make you act like less of an adult. We're back to the equation again, my people. Mike, imbibing on New Year's Eve.
I know nothing of these matters.
You know nothing of these matters. Adult beverages tend to make you act less. Act like less of an adult. So do you think after all the drinking and boozing last night, they were acting as adults?
Well,
what percentage of that?
You know, I think yes and no, because in some ways, you know, you may become more childish through drink. In other ways, to drink is sort of a definition, in a sense,
of being adult.
You know, and then, of course,
21 to drink.
You're ready to talk like Byron.
See, okay, here we go. All right, moving forward. This one will all
like. Nonsensical things.
You'll like this one. Humans are more interested in pandas having sex than pandas are.
Wait, what? Pandas want to watch us have...
Whoa. What? That is nonsense.
Humans are more interested in pandas having sex than pandas are.
Well, pandas don't have free porn.
Yeah, but pandas...
There's two ways to read this, then.
There is. Okay. Nonsense and things.
All right. What Wikipedia says, many citizens of North Korea may be unaware of the existence of the internet. And if they ever found the internet today, it would literally be like time traveling from the 80s and coming to 2017. Are they that backwards?
That I can't is just, buy it. Where? That's ridiculous.
Yes, that's saying that North Korea.
How do you find the internet? How do you find it?
You have a divining rod, like a...
A divining tablet.
From that Star Trek episode.
Are they the... What we do not know about North Korea in its internal affairs, because it's all from Kim Jong-un and what the talking heads give us, but the people, what are the people? What this is saying is that they're so far behind technologically.
Yes, that it would be like people from the 80s.
You have to decipher that comment.
The first buggy coming through the horse-drawn town.
So, but they got nuclear weapons. So for me to think
they
that this is...
That's North Korea. North Korea.
That's fancy
South Korea, two different places.
No. This is the citizens of North Korea.
Okay.
May be unaware of the existence of the internet. I'm just saying...
They may be.
They're saying that there's places in North Korea that's not aware of the internet, but they have a nuclear bomb.
There are people in this country not aware of the internet.
Okay. All right. Hogwarts houses are like star signs... For millennials.
What? I don't even know what that means.
It means that Harry Potter is such a... It's just like Star Wars in our generation. It's such a unifying thing that people often ask what house they would be from.
Is that like a Game of Thrones thing?
No, it's Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter. But interesting that you should... This should be listed because HBO right now is pushing all of the Harry Potter films.
They're all universe.
Yeah. So it's in that vein that right now the Harry Potter imagery is being promoted as we speak on HBO.
Well, if it's called Hufflepuff, I would worry that it was some kind of gateway.
Okay. We're being programmed, I believe. Interesting indeed. Hogwarts.
Hufflepuff in the house.
Okay. Intelligence is like underwear. It's important that you have it, but not necessary that you show it off. You want to see my underwear?
Are you supposed to keep it
Batman
clean?
Yeah, you have Batman underwear.
Mm-hmm. Change it every day.
Yeah.
Intelligence.
Oh. What color?
What
color of the underwear?
I'm thinking more about the intelligence part, Byron.
Can they be plaid?
No. I mean, in a sense, plaid is an intelligent pattern, but...
Yes.
I'm sure it's in fashion somewhere.
Somewhere, okay. Yeah. underwear, all right. Don't Google your business idea because Google will see you Googled it and then start the business first.
A paranoid shower thought.
Yes, very much so. Dance like no one's watching. Tweet like everyone is. See, I think that's a bad visionary. The vision I have right now is a president is on the toilet tweeting.
You saw the tweeting box. I think I sent him the tweeting.
Byron,
all right, listen. Okay, enough for the shower thoughts. Okay, so here's what I want to say. I am going to give out the number because people can call. And you can tell us what your biggest lesson is that you learned in 2017.
Courage.
I know you, Byron. I know yours. Okay. Talk about the listeners.
Oh, yes.
347-335-0818.
And you may call us. Let us know, what did you learn in 2017?
What was your biggest lesson?
Move forward.
What was your biggest lesson, Mr. Guest? What would you say was the biggest lesson you learned in 2017?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is take a week, kind of gel with 2018, think about looking back, what I'm going to look back at, you know.
And what wisdom you can draw from it.
Yeah, the whole Orpheus thing, you know. I don't want to look back at the wrong moment. I want to look back at the good things only.
Well, that's like what the quote you read in the beginning, where it said, walk through that house and look for potential.
Hufflepuff?
Not Hufflepuff.
What do you mean?
You read the quote. You don't remember.
Look to potential.
Yes.
Room by room.
Yes.
Don't look for flaws. Look for potential. So yeah, I think I'm going to take a week to think about potential for 2018. As opposed to flaws. I have to look at accomplishments too. A little of both.
It's 2018, Byron.
I'm enjoying it already.
There's going to be an Indian moon landing.
Yes, I noticed.
Japan is
moving
forward, ramped up their
that.
Space program. So yes. All these other countries have invested not in defense, but in the space exploration. And we, who were the quote-unquote pioneers, have been left with the Hubble. And a few probes here and there.
Man in space.
There it is. Yes. Helly, you're on the air.
Yeah, the question was what?
What's your biggest lesson
in 2017?
2017, yes, Mr. Scott.
Yes, what I learned very, very important people, places, and things, activities. You know, made major changes in 2017, much better off for it. But that's it sounds cliche, but it's very, very, very important. People, places, things, activities, you can't take that for granted. You have to watch what you're doing when you get older. Kind of live your life like you're always on surveillance, you know. And when I say that, always on surveillance, just carry yourself to a point where, let's say the next day somebody played back what you were doing, you want to be proud of that and not ashamed.
That's very profound, Mr. Scott. Well, you know, that goes along with what Byron was saying, where, you know, tweet like everybody's watching, so don't be a fool. You know, carry yourself, watch what you say, watch what you put out there.
If you're going to stand for anything, stand for integrity.
Hi, yes. Byron.
Hello, Mr. Scott. How are you, sir?
Yeah, very good. Happy New Year to you,
Happy
sir.
New Year, my brother.
Yes, Happy New Year to you.
And how are you up to the breaststroke and the backstroke and the side stroke and the Australian crawl? You've got under your belt?
You've named them all. The only one I'm still learning is butterfly.
The butterfly is a real tough and difficult one.
Yeah,
the dolphin kick has become the standard for that, but it's a beautiful stroke.
That's the one I'm learning on. In fact, I have lessons I have lessons tomorrow, Tuesday, and we're going to be starting going over butterfly in my class. It's the one stroke I haven't mastered yet.
Okay, well, very good.
All right, Mr. Scott, did you say hello to the mystery guest?
Yes, hello, Mr. Guest. How are
you? Hello, Mr. Scott. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm very good. I like your voice. Very soothing.
Thank you.
Very soothing.
Yes. Well, that's all I had to say for you. I'm enjoying your show tonight.
Are you enjoying the show?
I am. This is back to the way it used to be, you know?
Yes.
Well, a few weeks there, you were, I guess doing the pledge drive and what have you.
Yes, we were.
But it was very nice to turn on tonight and see the normal format.
Yes. Well, stay tuned. We have a few surprises for you.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Scott.
Okay, folks. Good night. I'm going to continue listening.
Thank you, sir. And peace and love always.
Yes. Hope to see you soon, Byron.
Yeah, man. Got to do it.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Yes, sir.
Byron Saunders.
Mike Sargent.
Well, here's what's interesting. You know, the world is changing.
Yes, sir.
And values are changing. And, you know, it's interesting because I know you're a fan of history.
Yes.
And the more you read about history, the more you not only understand where we are, like how we got here, but you also can see all those patterns as they begin to repeat themselves. So, that being said, interesting on the health front, the changes that are here, because, you know, healthcare is one thing, and you know, it's an investment opportunity. It's healthcare is a commodity. It's something that's traded, you know, where there's money being made, and really the idea of healthcare should not be, you know. That's not really what it should be. It shouldn't be that kind of business, but it is. So now that marijuana is coming into it, it brings a whole lot of interesting possibilities, I think. So the least of which is this, Byron. I thought that this you'd find this story interesting. I'm going to let the mystery guest read it to you. Here you go.
All right.
Maybe you heard about this, but the possibilities of this are interesting, and again, our world is changing. That's all I got to say.
So I don't see how this fits into the health picture, but
well, just listen. That's the irony of this, because here's how marijuana has gained what it's gained, the traction it's gained in our society, is the health benefits, you know. People get but you have to have a medical marijuana card to be able to get Okay, so
the California
idea
now.
Right. Well, you know, what I'm saying, anywhere, like where the marijuana
California
was,
has
well, it is now.
Recreational,
I know, exactly. Well, that's exactly. Well, this is the future we're living in.
Yes.
So the point I'm making contextually is that the idea of marijuana and it being it's gained ground and become legal because it started as medical marijuana. Okay. Now,
yes.
Here's the irony of the mystery guest story.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mr. Guest.
Snoop Dogg teams up with Jack in the Box for 420 stoner combo. Mm-hmm. Sadly, the munchy meal will only be available in California for a short time. Last week, fast food chain Jack in the Box announced that it's teaming up with rapper Snoop Dogg to introduce a combo meal intended for the stoner community. The Merry Munchy Meal will be available January 18th to 25th.
Merry Munching Meal, Byron.
Merry Munchy Meal.
Oh, sorry, the Merry Munchy Meal, Byron.
Will be available January 18th to 25th at three franchise locations in California, offering a plethora of greasy items. Chicken strips, two tacos, five churros, French fries, onion rings, and a small drink to alleviate that famous smoker indecision.
Munchies.
We are all about welcoming all of our guests,
munchy
no
bags.
Matter what they're craving
exactly,
or why they're craving
exactly.
it. Chief
exactly.
Marketing Officer Ivana Alter.
Like, oh,
I need a
they're
number
gonna
three
be
munchie.
Lots of people with the munchies.
I need a number three
Unless
munchie.
They'll buy garbage
and put on their two sodas with
get, them. Go ahead, Mr. Guest.
The cost of all this cannabis-inspired cacophony. $4.20.
There it is.
See what they did
you
there?
You kill yourself with a budget burn.
The combo meal is not a random marketing tactic on Jack in the Box's part. Starting January 1st, the Adult Use of Marijuana Act goes into effect in California, allowing people 21 and older to possess an ounce of marijuana for recreational purposes. Jack in the Box has over 2,200 restaurants nationwide, but unfortunately, only those states with legalized marijuana may get the Merry Munchy Meal anytime soon. So yeah, it's, you know, like, what is that, almost three weeks after the Adult Use of Marijuana Act goes into effect? I mean, that is a good marketing idea because
it's gonna be a hit.
I mean, those people standing in the lines, just like
mm-hmm.
lingering at the back of the line because
Byron,
they get to the front
in
of the
certain
line,
communities,
they don't realize they're at the front of the line, they don't know what they want to order,
they're high,
they still got
they don't
things.
Care, it'll go, taste good. Yum,
yes.
Yum.
Put a brownie on that one.
They haven't gotten to that
you
point
got yet.
It's not
coming.
That's coming, son.
No. The dessert. Coming, son. The dessert will have
That'll
to
be brilliant.
Something that
That'll
they
be
can
brilliant.
Right?
Like, eat the dessert first, so you know, you'll be hungry.
Sell more too.
Sell they'll give. More. They'll sell comeback coupons.
Sure.
Have marijuana brownie. They come back and eat here. It's a comeback coupon. You know, you buy one, Mr. Guest. She's shaking her head. She's like, "Yeah, that's a good idea."
Well, I think it's kind of practical.
Sure it is.
For indecisives. And, you know, it sounds like a good price.
For indecisives. Look at that. They also take into consideration your state of mind, Byron.
California.
That's targeted marketing.
Is leading the nation.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
I mean, that, like, that's like having
you'll be leading the nation in heart failure, too.
Well...
Yeah, sell more. They sell more grease per capita than any other state.
And that store over there in that hood
exactly.
sells more tacos.
Exactly, and exactly, exactly.
Chili dogs.
Exactly.
We got
like
it down
set
to
up exactly.
The demographic.
The next, listen, you can open up the Munchie Shack. It'll be
Munchie
a chain.
Shack, baby. Come on, number three.
They'll have all the favorite Munchie items.
Right.
That's all it'll be.
Now, see...
That's an investment, right?
You'll see.
You're with that. Don't Google that, because then Google will know and start it on their own.
I can tell you already.
What?
The industry in New Orleans would love this, because, you know, they have the drive-through daiquiri shops there.
You could actually drive into a drive-thru.
No, listen, they've got and, marijuana dispensaries in some states.
But I'm just saying, think about it. So, you can get a daiquiri and a joint, too.
I would have a dispensary right in front of the Jack in the Box.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Go to Jack in the Box and you're right next to the daiquiri shop.
That's right, get the daiquiri shop. I think that people are going to start taking Ubers.
That could be the code, you know? Like, restaurants all over could just be like selling stuff for $4.20.
Well, you know, well, here is what is happening.
It's under $5, too. This is a $5 treat.
It's cheap. Yes. If you don't know what you want, get this because it's one of everything, you know.
Ready to go to California, yo? Where they got the $4.99 munchie deal?
I think that's a smart idea, you know, $4.20.
All right, Snoop Dogg.
You know what it means, and you just go in and you order, and...
I want the munchie meal.
You know, like it, you know,
you want
okay.
the munchie meal, that's all you gotta say.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know what I want, but that's right. They have something for that.
Yes, I want the munchie meal.
They've got that. They've got me covered.
Thank you.
Well, here's the interesting thing, though, about all this, right. that you can walk around with the 1 ounce of marijuana for recreational use.
Yes,
okay.
And medicinal.
They've changed. You see, but here's where you can get screwed. Okay, they've changed the laws. Okay, you can walk around.
Right.
But if you're caught with it, okay, I'm going to read this to you. Drug impaired driving. Every state law deals with marijuana driving laws. 9 states have zero tolerance for THC. 3 states have zero tolerance for THC, but no restrictions on metabolites. 5 states have specific per se limits for THC. And 1 state has the reasonable, and that's only Colorado. So all their laws basically are tell you that you can't have them, Byron.
Okay.
So. What do you do? How do you, if you're in California?
Buy a smoke at home.
There it is. Either that or you have to go to the dispensary at the park.
No, you don't. You can have it delivered to you by
Jack in the Box.
That's right,
delivery.
By Uber.
Drone. It can be drone.
Drone delivery. You just see, like, I can see the park in the future, just like, there. Just see all drones dropping, you know, people with
Stone
their marijuana.
Drones.
Yes, I'm with that. Stone drones. That's the company.
Stone Drones. Droner. There it is.
.com.
.com.
.420 droner. Yeah, I have the droner.
Right.
Droner combo.
Droner combo.
So, zero tolerance laws make it illegal to drive with any measurable amount of specified drugs in the body. So that means, you know, your recreation.
Right.
Is limited, Byron. Byron, after the drone has come.
Yeah, right.
It's the shower thoughts.
Yeah, but Brandy Snifter on the side.
Exactly. Yes.
Bubble bath.
Yes. Delightful somehow.
All right, let's see. We got Kevin Scott called, and let's see if we can take another call. 347-335-0818. You can tell us what's the biggest lesson you learned this year. And Mr. Gibbs, did you really give us an answer, or did you give us like
no,
a Byron answer?
You deferred.
So you're going to come back in a week, maybe.
Hit me up and I'll
in a
tell
week,
you.
You'll tell you prefer to reflect further. Yes. Cogitating.
I don't know. I came up with a pretty good idea today, but.
347-335-0818.
You know, I came up with that idea in 2018.
Night shift.
Does that mean I learned it in 2017?
Well, the thing about learning is it's not about the ideas. It's about, like, you know, you go through certain things within a given period of time. And within the last 12 months, you know, what have you gone through specifically that's given you just, it's changed your perspective? Like the answer Mr. Scott gave. The events of the last 12 months changed his perspective.
Okay.
That's, you know. Byron got courage.
Courage, baby.
He used to be a cowardly lion. Now he's, you know.
Stand.
Deliver. Maybe this year I'll get me a brain.
Oh, see you. Here we go.
There it is.
We're off to see the wizard. The wonderful wizard of Oz. Don't believe the man behind the curtain. Leave a alone. Leave him alone.
What's the phone number here, Bart?
347-335-0818. Once again, you want to talk to us? Call us. 347-335-0818. We're standing by.
So, Byron.
Yes, Mike.
You know, though I don't want to dwell on it.
Yes, sir.
I just have to say it's the first of the year, and not we haven't had time for too much to happen. But in one day, our fearless leader,
yes,
has accused Pakistan.
Yes, I know.
And did you read about?
Their response.
Yeah, their response.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And now you were this mystery guest?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Okay, well, I'll let you, Byron, you can read the first two paragraphs here. This will give us the whole rundown for
Pakistan responds angrily to Trump tweet.
They responded.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good. Summons the U.S. ambassador.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Summon, like, yes. Come home.
You need to step into the office of the president here and come to terms with what you just did. Pakistan lashed out Monday after President Trump accused its leaders of lies and deceit and suggested the United States would withdraw financial assistance to the nuclear-armed nation it once saw as a key ally against terrorism. You see, U.S. Ambassador David Hale was summoned to the foreign ministry to discuss the president's statement, U.S. Embassy spokesman Richard Snyder said. See, Pakistan lodged a strongly worded protest and asked for clarification about Trump's comments, according to two foreign office officials who spoke on condition of anonymity, because they were not authorized to speak publicly.
Now, what's your thoughts on foreign policy being played out through Twitter?
Through Twitter. Here's the danger. Here's the danger of it all.
You know, among the dangers.
Yes. If you begin to allow technology to base your diplomacy on that manner of communication, the danger exists is that it's linear. And being linear means that it can literally be mistaken because it has no nuances
you
when
think
it comes out.
You think there's any mistake in their interpretation of what he said?
No.
Okay.
No, so I don't think
that's,
there's any
that's
mistake.
The danger. That's no. That's a danger, sure. That's yeah, a danger, sure, of any danger, kind of electronic communication.
Yes, but that the danger is using that as a form of diplomacy and a manner to conduct your diplomacy from a bullying position, because that's like saying to that's like me saying to you, well, Mike, you can't do the show here this evening, even though you've been on all this time, because I'm going to take over. It's not. You're going to be the co-host.
Well, that's his position. My question is, yes. You know, what are your thoughts on him using social media as a way of putting out his position, as a way of illustrating? Yeah. You know, here. Consider this. Pakistan's responding to that tweet. Okay, meaning that's how they discovered his thoughts on this situation, not through some meeting or channels. I mean, or am I misinterpreting here?
You're slightly misinterpreting it.
Talk to me.
Because the world's political sphere operates on a process of diplomacy that has envoys. And the reason why you have an envoy is so that you don't confuse a written message not being, like I said, it's linear. And diplomacy is face-to-face. Diplomacy, even if you're going to do it technologically, then put me on a viewing screen. Let me see your eyes. Because if you're just going to tweet out your message, it's like when Morse code was originally invented, it became a cause celebre because it was about communicating by wire. And those who were communicating by wire would have to interpret the dot, dot, dash, dash, the whole routine of it. So now Twitter is like that type of communication concept. And once it wears its value out, you still must do.
I agree with everything you're saying, but my question
and
I resent
it.
Well, I'm just saying, what's your thought on how that could be even thought of as a way of, you know,
because you have a simpleton as a president.
It's just
you have a simpleton as a president who finds it intriguing.
What
to
do
be
you think
on the toilet at 4 o'clock in the morning, tweeting out his
How do you know he's on the toilet?
Well,
how do you know? Because he might be laying in bed.
Well,
how do you know? He might be sitting up eating ice cream.
Even if he isn't, and he's the one that's doing it. Do you know what time they do your briefing in the morning for world affairs?
Listen, you've heard how they had to kind of dumb it down for him. Hello, you're on the air.
So, I leave it at that.
Hello.
This is Simpleton.
All right, somebody was there, and we lost him. 347-335-0818. So that's your take. Any thoughts, Mr. Guest, on that whole, you know, because I guess for me the thing is still, you know, I agree with everything you're saying about how, you know, envoys and all that, but I'm saying all of that was skipped over.
Yes.
You know, this is the first they're hearing of it. They have to respond. He's putting it out there publicly. So, I guess my real question is, do you think he has any overarching strategy? Why do you think he does it? He's just a simpleton, that's what it is?
And the people
I have
who,
some theories.
My theory goes along with the people who are structured with him, and their agenda is a destructive agenda. It is not about creating world peace. It's about creating world chaos. And in the chaos, a pirate, and this is why Trump is very used to this style of operation, because he's bankrupted five of his companies, and he's bankrupting the United States.
Of course, listen.
So he is applying.
We are living in the raping of America.
Yes, and he's applying.
This time we'll be looked back on the irony of the raping in America is that while America's being raped, you know, women are getting the power to talk about how they've been abused by the same people who are raping the country. Right. Anyway, go ahead with what you're saying, Barry.
And it's interesting you use that allegorical commentary there, because it is
ironic.
But yes, it is that as well as it is almost to the point, because you start to talk about women's issues, period, you will come to the point where it is rape.
Well, okay, yeah, but abuse, power. Abuse of power,
yes,
basically.
And
where, you know, that's what it comes down to.
This bullying concept is antithetical to any kind of agenda of peace because it wants to stir up a war. And if you continue to stir up a war, you're going to have a war.
I don't think a war. I think multiple wars.
Well, that's ongoing world war.
War on terror.
Yeah,
everybody's terrorists. Pakistan's holding terrorists. War on that.
But I think as long as the United States is the purveyor of weapons and arms sales.
Of course
sales,
we are, yeah.
See, here we are dealing with Pakistan's nuclear capacity, and it's all about the weapons and arms sales that we have given them access to help sustain and survive NATO and keep India and Pakistan in check because they both have the nuclear bomb. And it's keeping China in check because, see, world diplomacy is not just simple. It is based on complex diplomatic relationships.
You mean it's not simple like 80 characters?
No.
That's not. Come on.
It's not that simple. And that's where it loses.
Hello, you're on the air.
Message.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ali.
Ali, what's going on, Ali?
Hi, Happy New Year to
Happy
you
New
and
Year.
Everyone there.
What's going on?
Same old thing, driving around.
All right, so I got to ask you, Ali, I think you've answered this question once before. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest lesson you learned in 2017?
Biggest lesson I learned, like, in the past couple of years, that no more knowledge for me. More knowledge is more burden. Not knowing is the best thing.
Ah, so ignorance is bliss, is what you're saying.
It's not ignorance. It's just like not knowing, not burning yourself. It's more knowledge and more breaks on your head.
Mm.
The more you know, more obligation come with it.
Mm. The burden of knowledge. Interesting.
The burden of knowing.
Yeah. So how do you plan to apply this? Like, do you plan to, like, cleanse your mind over the next year?
No more news, no more TV.
Ah.
It's only comedies. And only listening to you.
I hear you, brother. You could probably start a movement with that. No more news, only comedy.
You are my source of the knowledge, leftover knowledge.
Right. You don't listen to Night Shift, we'll give you whatever you need to know right here.
Ali, I think we should increase the dosage of your listening to Night Shift. You are the kind of listener that we love because you have
I learn everything I need to learn about life
from
Night Shift. Yes.
Thank you.
About this Pakistan tweet, I just learned from you because I'm going to Pakistan next week. So
you going to Pakistan next week? All right, they'll be watching you. Let me just so you know.
I'm from Pakistan. I'm born in Pakistan.
Oh, you're born in Pakistan.
Yeah, so that's my home country.
So what are your thoughts,
son? Like the crappy things and all that nonsense going on around there, closing down. Because all that is, they give in the shape of weapons, actually, mostly. You know, to fight against all the crap going on over there.
Mm.
It's not like a net cash, so I don't know what they're going to stop, because Pakistan lost 55,000 civilians in this war against terrorism and about 3,000 soldiers.
Ali, I have a question for you with respect to Pakistan and the issues that are current in our public and world eye. As much as we understand the political ramifications of going on in Pakistan, how much of this is a religious background fueled ideology?
Because, you know, that religion, this religious ideology wasn't there until, like, the Soviet war started over there.
Was that?
You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have a good night, man.
So, it started with all, like, with the American sanctions and all this. Started with American aid back there, like, because they needed the fuel for the war, and to make the children's ready to go die for it, like, they needed some substance, and that was substance was religion. So they brought it, all these madrasas and all this, like, you know,
yeah,
idiotic things, and, like, they inserted that. And with Saudi and America was, like, on top of that, you know. The American, I remember, like, very well, like, first time when I saw, like, Foreign Minister was Levinsky or something, kind of his name. I don't remember his real name now. But he came and Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, and he stated very loudly. And just, like, go die for God. You know, back then, ironically, I was, like, very young and I was, like, kind of calming.
Yes.
So I was, like, No, I don't believe in that, man. You don't want to die, you want to live. So, like, no, and then they say, like, oh, there's a heaven, there's a virgin, this and that, and, like, the shortcut.
You said
like,
there's virgins, and they got your attention, you're saying. There's virgins?
Yeah, the virgins. The virgins got my attention, but I don't know.
Where do I sign up? Like, yes.
Yeah, because I was attached with the, like, I was very young, and they just, like, attract us because, on the other hand, the Soviets, they open up their cultural centers in Pakistan, and they try to attract the young kids so they can use us against, like, you know.
Well, the leadership in Pakistan has absolutely changed over the last 30, 40 years.
When I was a kid, I don't see this Pakistan what I see now. Like, it happened right after, like, you know, when we got young and stuff, and suddenly, like, we saw all these, like, turban guys and Kalashnikovs and all over, and, like, you know, go fight and die for God, like invisible God and virgins and whatever.
Yes.
It wasn't there, like, and it was imposed, and it was imposed with the help of United States of America.
What is your Ali?
And then then they used it, that same thing, like, then was done when the Soviets left Afghanistan.
When they left after
then, it was like all these, like, freaking leftover, like, the Mujahideen. They start, like, fighting each other, and I remember very well there was, like, a horrible news were coming from the Afghanistan that, like, they're having the tank battles over the custody of a young boy because they were all, like, involved in sodomies and all those kind of things.
Ali, I have a question to ask you about your country's ownership of the nuclear bomb. What is your opinion of the world's balance of the nuclear competition
because
out here?
Nuclear bombs are nuclear deterrence against India. India started this because with India we have three wars, and we have, like, this occupied land of Kashmir, and people are dying in Kashmir. People don't want to talk about it. Every day people are, like, the girls, not only the girls, even the young boys, they're getting raped by the 1 million Indian army, like put it in Kashmir region. And they want their freedom. And Kashmiris, they want to be the part of Pakistan, because when they divided Pakistan and India, it was based on the which part have the majority of the Muslims going to go with the Pakistan. And the Kashmir is like 90% is Muslim. So they wanted from the day one. And to keep the occupation, they inserted 1 million army over there. And they have, like, their own brutality. Nobody want to, because it's just totally media shut down in Kashmir.
Okay.
So, well, one thing is certain,
Ali. We do understand that armament plays a significant role in the positions of Pakistan and India, China, North Korea, South Korea. Now, South Korea doesn't have the bomb, neither does Japan. But
that's an assumption. I'm sorry to cut you, but that's an assumption. They do have nuclear bombs.
There you go. So
they do have it from a very long time, actually.
Right,
then and they're just using every time they need, like, some more oil or some more food, they just give us another thing. The hydrogen bomb is more than atomic bomb.
Mike, I postulate that if the world is to ever have peace and bringing about in the balance that it needs to be, this country, the United States, has to stop being the top weapons supplier to the world. You cannot have peace if you continue your entire agenda.
Listen to me. Budget, there's no profit in peace.
There's no profit.
Byron,
but
there's no profit.
In
no, listen, listen, listen.
See,
not financial profit.
Yes, there is.
No,
yes,
there
is. Because
listen,
if you're thinking that you've got to base your economy off of war.
No, I'm not thinking that.
To,
I'm
no,
just
I'm
saying
just
that's
saying
how it is.
This is the concept of our nation and where it's headed at the moment. But it has been a wrong-sided and wrong-headed idea and concept, because you can never achieve peace if you continue to arm the world with weapons. You can.
But I'm sorry to cut you off, but we did it achieve the peace, because Indian Army in 1989 was ready to cross the border and take over the Pakistan after they explored, like, the 7 nuclear atomic bombs, like, in their land to show the Pakistan. And when they want to see the result, like, they want to see the Pakistan have it or not. And back then we have this General Zia-ul Huq.
Yes,
I remember. Like, you know, the army chief and the president of Pakistan. And he was so smooth, like, you know, cunning person. He didn't explode that time the nuclear, he didn't show the nuclear bomb, but he went to the India Strait and just, like, tell them, like, you know, we have the bomb and it's ready. you're not going to be just to shut you off. But then India did again, like when Vajpayee came, and then Vajpayee was the prime minister, and they did the 5 underground explosion of nuclear weapons. At that time, the whole nation of Pakistan just came out on the street, and they said, like, tell us we have it or not. You know, so Nawaz Sharif have no choice, and even the Clinton told him to don't do that, and he went out and he did like 7 underground explosion of nuclear weapon tests, and to show the India, and that stopped the Indian army to cross the border. Otherwise, we were going to be like taken over, because we have no match with the India. You know, the Indians have like the like over half a billion people, and their army is like the 5 times more than Pakistan. Stronger, so we have no way like to stop them. So that was the only like place peace we got it by, to showing that we have the weapons too. So how you can say like the weapons don't bring the peace? Like same thing with the North Korea. Once like the America just like we showed that they don't have it, like they're not capable. First thing first, America, the government know very well that North Korea have the nuclear weapon. You know. Their launching capability, they don't know yet. You understand? So that's why they have the peace. Otherwise, like the United States were like going to be just occupied the North Korea just as they did any other place. Don't you agree with that?
One thing I do agree with you, Ali, is...
Same thing with Iraq. If the Iraq have the nuclear weapon, the Bush was going to send his army? Never.
Thank you for sharing your opinions and views, because consistent with what I keep hearing from the community, the global community, is that we have too many weapons out there and nobody's willing to say it, because it drives and fuels the economy of most of our most powerful countries. They need it. They need that in order to sustain their financial solvency. But as long as we are engaged in that, we will never have peace.
Carried away there for a minute. The groove, I guess.
Very
carried away.
Good
the groove.
DG.
You were with it.
Absolutely.
Mr. Guest, you had something interesting, didn't you?
Yes, I did have something interesting. So I was thinking earlier about your question, what did I learn? And then I was thinking, well, what is learning? Kind of like, what is thinking?
Okay.
In any case, here's an answer.
Okay.
When you learn, your brain swells with new cells, then it kills them. This is from livescience.com. Every time you learn a skill, new cells burst to life in your brain. Then, one after another, those cells die off as your brain figures out which one it really needs. In a new opinion paper published online November 14th in the journal Trends in Cognitive Sciences, researchers propose that this swelling and shrinking of the brain is a Darwinian process. An initial burst of new cells helps the brain deal with new information, according to the paper. Then the brain works out which of these new cells work best and which are necessary, killing off the extras in a survival of the fittest contest. What that call leaves behind only the cells the brain needs to most efficiently maintain what it has learned, the paper said.
Interesting.
The brain puts an ad out in the newspaper looking for intern cells, and then the initial swelling or burst of brain cells is rather small, of course, said lead author Elizabeth Wenger, a researcher at the Center for Lifespan Psychology at the Max Planck Institute for Human Development in Berlin, Germany. It would be quite impractical to have huge changes inside the skull. Researchers have long known that brains change in response to learning. A classic 2003 study, for example, observed major volume differences between the brains of professional and amateur musicians. But the new study is the first time researchers have watched that growth in action over a fairly long time scale, Wenger said, and offered a hypothesis as to how it works. Wenger and her colleagues had 15 right-handed study subjects learn over the course of 7 weeks to write with their left hands. The researchers subjected the enterprising learners to magnetic resonance imaging, MRI brain scans over the study period. The gray matter in the subjects' motor cortices, regions of the brain involved in muscle movement, grew by an additional 2 to 3% before shrinking back to its original size, the researchers found. It's so hard to observe and detect these volumetric changes because, as you can imagine, there are also many noise factors that come into play when we measure normal participants in the MRI scanner.
Fascinating.
Wenger told Live Science. Noise refers to messy, fuzzy artifacts of data. Fascinating. That make it difficult
messy,
for researchers
artifacts of data
to make precise measurements. Yes. MRIs use complex physics to peer through the walls of the skull into the brain.
But
machines aren't perfect and can introduce errors in fine measurements, and the human brain swells and shrinks for reasons other than learning, Wenger said. For example, your brain is a lot more thick and turgid after a few glasses of water than if you are dehydrated, Wenger said.
Fascinating.
That's why it's taken so long for researchers to make good observations of this growth and shrinking over time, or as the scientists call it, expansion and renormalization.
Fascinating.
Wenger said. It's also why they can't yet offer more detail as to exactly which cells are multiplying and dying off to cause all that change.
Fascinating.
Some mix of neurons and synapses, as well as various other cells that help the brain function, bursts into being as the brain learns. And then some of those cells disappear. That's all researchers know so far, though it's enough for them to develop their still somewhat rough model of expansion and renormalization in order to deeply understand this kind of thing. Go to livescience.com.
Yeah, it's very bravo, good, very good.
Bravo, very good. Bravo. She has mastered the presentation.
Mastered presentation.
Yes, that was it.
Has she? How so?
Yes, very, very well. When in doubt,
that's right.
Go to
.com.
Love it.
Well, you're tuned to listen to Sponsored Radio.
Very
WBAI.
Night Show.
Expansion and renormalization.
We'd like to expand your mind.
And renormalize
and shrink it.
It
at the same time.
It's my favorite show.
That's why, so Byron, in those movies where you see the pulsating brain, that's real. That's really what's going on.
That's it's learning.
It's learning, exactly.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Delightful song.
Fascinating.
DGM there, Barney.
Wow. Thank you. I need that workout.
You needed that.
Yes.
Just to keep you awake.
Yes.
Well, Byron, you know what time it is.
The DGM.
Byron, what's that?
I said Byron was the DGM.
He was the DGM. Yes, he was. Well, it is now 1:49 a.m. Yes. It is the second day of the year.
Still here.
Still here. And Byron.
Yes, Mike.
I'm going to go to my second question.
Right.
But I mean, we're going to stay. People can call 347-335-0818, and you can tell us what you learned. What's the biggest lesson you learned this year? What did you learn, and how might you apply that to coming into this year?
Exactly.
347-335-0818.
So technically,
yes,
that would be me and the brain cells who stuck around telling you what I learned.
Basically, the brain cells who were worth keeping. The brain knows.
Huh.
It discarded the others.
Is that sort of like having like 20 bad ideas and one of them's good?
That's right.
It's burning off energy, that's all.
Energy, yeah, okay.
That's tech.
Pulsating.
They're trying to find the bio.
Maybe that's the purpose
connection
of extra cells. Because they do add energy.
Yes.
Right? Don't all cells kind of produce energy?
Yes.
Technically.
Yeah. Their mitochondria are generating energy. And, I mean, all of the cells benefit from that.
Mitochondrial energy.
Yes, the mitochondria.
DNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how DGM works.
Yes. Increase the dosage. I think it's at this moment that we need more DGM.
In your life, you need more DGM. And DGM stands for Damn Good Music, if you don't know. Whatever that music is that takes you somewhere, that's damn good music.
Yeah, yeah, that's DGM, baby.
Damn good.
And that's where we like to take you. Every Monday, midnight, till 3 a.m.
Midnight.
You can like us on Facebook, NITESHIFT. Night shift.
Night shift.
It's late, but turn it up.
Anyone from getting out. It's designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about it, and I have no idea.
DGM, baby.
DGM. You know what that was from? By the way, that was from the soundtrack the score to my film, Personals. That was from the score to Personals.
Very nice.
As a matter of fact, the last three cuts were from the score to Personals.
I've enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Yes. Thank you, Mike. See?
The music was by, they called themselves Bread and Butter.
Right. I'm impressed.
You're impressed, Brian? So, you know, I have to say.
And you were going to answer your own question this morning, yes.
Oh, I will. Yes. Much later. So you have to stay tuned. If you want to know my answer, you got to stay tuned.
I write the stuff. I'm keeping the time here.
You know, here's what's interesting. First of all, somebody did call in, and we got to talk, and you missed the call. The phone number is 347-335-0818, and you can tell us how you feel. But I was looking over some past Night Shift themes and structures, Byron, so I just want to
see if I found some,
Byron. And believe it or not, every week I used to fill this out.
I do recall getting your memos.
I used to have this filled out every week. Let's take a look at that.
Wow.
You can read some of the agenda. She can read some of the agenda. This is how it was. This is how the show was run. You can tell us what you see.
Musical cuisine.
Musical cuisine. That was the beginning, yes.
Life is SF.
Yes, life is like science fiction.
Rare weirdness.
Now, Rare Weirdness was just some bizarre recording I'd had from the past of some weirdness.
Wisdom of Night Shift.
Yes.
Film Review, Soapbox.
Yes, that would be Byron. That was added for Byron.
Oh,
Byron always
I
had a
see,
soapbox.
I see, that's nice.
Yes. Now, you
say,
know,
wake
just,
up, Rudy.
That was part of his routine.
Because that was back in the day.
Well, that's nice. And I also appreciate the feel of the paper you chose to print this on.
Oh, you like that? It was a linen.
Yeah, it is a linen.
Yes, it is.
Linen writing paper.
Yes.
It's very nice, and you Xeroxed it.
Yeah, well, yes, at home.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
This is a really nice look and feel to it. As a connoisseur, I appreciate that.
So that was the old Night Shift agenda. You like that? It's printed on
serious paper.
That's right.
I used to get the
25% rag content.
Wow.
So you know.
I had to fill them out.
Yeah.
Yes, Byron sometimes helped fill them out himself too. All right, so I also found some old questions. First of all, we used to have a theme and a question, Mr. Guest. The question generally went in with the theme, which is what I was trying to do here tonight. But there was already a theme and a question. So here's one. You ready?
Okay.
Something you discovered about yourself that surprised you.
Something about myself?
Something you discovered about yourself that surprised you.
Hmm.
Doesn't have to be in the last year, but just in general. Something, at some point you learned this about yourself and you were surprised.
I mean, you know yourself, usually man. There's like 30 minutes to complete this.
I understand. 30 minutes is too quick. Too quick. All right. Well, that was one thing. We had a whole show on that. Okay. And then what I added is, what if I change the question to something you learned about yourself that surprised you sexually?
Well.
Yeah, like, what did you find out surprisingly turned you on? Yeah, not everybody was willing to talk about that one. But the people who were, Byron.
Yeah.
They talked. They talked. Yes, they did. So, that's old Night Shift themes.
Well, that's a very interesting theme.
It would have kept you up. Would it have kept you up is the question. Might have kept you up. Would you have answered? Would you have called in? See, people calling on the phone can be anonymous.
Yes.
You know, they go, "Hi, I'm Wonder Woman, and I found that, you know, whenever I break a glass, I get turned on." You know, whatever.
Breaking glass.
She did call into this show.
She did. Yes, Wonder Woman did call in.
I remember her.
We had a lot of callers back in the day. It's ironic because the show now, we get the occasional call. A lot of people for the years now, because we don't have the phone system we used to have, it's not so much a call-in show. But originally it was a call-in show, so that was always part of it. And what's the phone number here now, Bern?
347-335-0818.
People still have phones.
Yes, once again, pick up the phone. You can get on board the Night Shift shuttlecraft. 347.
Okay.
335.
Here was another theme.
0818.
What can you, and again, it's a question of whether you can admit this.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your mic?
I'm just trying to grab it off the thing.
Mm. You want to be kind of more like the lounge singer kind of thing?
Like leaning forward is like.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm not into the whole edge of my seat thing. I want to kind of sit back.
I got you. Leaning forward is for losers.
Well, it's kind of a strain after a while.
Bart, leaning forwards for losers. All right, so here's... You'll be here all week. So here's another one that we had.
All right.
Secret cheat. And secret cheat, by that, what we meant. Something you did that you got away with and you never got caught. Something you did, you know it was wrong, but you got away with it, never got caught.
Huh.
Could be... stealing, it could be lying, it could be cheating on a significant other, it could be, you know, taking that extra piece of candy.
That extra piece of candy.
That's right. And nobody
saw
you.
Let's just call it all that extra piece of candy.
So, did you want to answer that one? Do you have a secret cheat? Something you never get caught?
I don't admit here?
You're a mystery guest. Nobody knows anyway. You are a mystery. You're an enigma. You should be able to answer everything here and be bare naked.
Well, there are times for answers.
And there's times for nakedness. I understand.
This is a family show.
So do you want to tell us any secret cheat, something you did that you never got caught? Somebody's calling. They may have a secret cheat.
They have one.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ali again.
Ali, you got a secret cheat. Ali.
I have many, but... oh, God. This is a hard one, actually, Mike.
Oh, really? You want to admit
something?
Yeah,
because we have to tell our name and then tell the... And then and the people who are listening, hopefully I can tell one thing actually.
Yeah, well, just tell them something that way they won't be afraid to get in your cab after this, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not like that. So, once in the cab, somebody gave me this fake $20 bill, and for so many days I was holding, I wasn't, no, my conscience wasn't like, you know, allowing me to use this anywhere to give anyone else, not to my boss or gas station or anywhere else. So I was holding it. And finally I used it, like, you know, there's a cheesecake shop bakery in Brooklyn and it's run by the...
Cheesecake with fake money.
Wow.
There you go. That's right.
Was it really cheesecake?
No, it was a reason.
True confessions. I bought cheesecake.
But that cheesecake...
with fake money.
The back room is really run by like the very evil people, you know. So just like
only bring counterfeit money to the evil people. Spend your money at your evil vendor's store. Spend your counterfeit money there. Yes, of course. I always justify spending my counterfeit money at the evil people's store.
So that's like, no, I got it. Like, and I just like, I was feeling very angry and like, you know, I just feel like unjustified and everything. And of course, I was like feeling bad after that, but I did it, and I still feel sorry for that. And I don't know. Maybe if I got rich, I will give them the real 20 something.
Okay.
That's something to do this year. Go in and give them the real 20. Say, hey, listen, look, years ago, I... And it's like, woo, 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 woo. Lock them up.
Guys, like,
you should do it.
Like the wife guys.
You should do it. You should do it. And you should, listen, you should be honest, guys. Too. You said, and I did it to you because you're evil.
No, they're the wise guys. They're going to break my neck right away.
Maybe. So there it is.
Yeah.
Mr. Guest, what do you think of that one, Secret Cheat?
I think it's amusing.
Amusing. She's amused by your stories, Ali.
And the worst thing is that I have two more.
Oh my god!
Oh, you do.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm holding it for a year and a half now, and I don't know who to give them.
It's the beginning of the year. You can confess your sins here. I'm into the confession
myself. And I'm looking for some other evil person to give them.
And you will do. Three Our Fathers and four.
Yes, we offer you absolution.
Actually, I need your opinion. This is like the panhandler. Yes. He always bother every cab driver. He just always stay on 125th Street and Broadway.
And you gave him a counterfeit bill too?
No. I have to. I want to ask your opinion. Should I give it to him one of that? Because he has a very strange way and very aggressive way to panhandling. He just come on the yellow cab window and start like putting his both hands on the window and start like brutally knocking. So once you just like put down your window, then he will be like, "Ask, give me the money."
I'll let Byron answer. So how many counterfeit bills you have there? You get a stack or something?
I had three. Like one I used it couple of years ago, and then I got two more.
You got two more. Oh, that's good. Like, what do you do with the counterfeit money? Now there it is. That's the.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Okay, where do I spend?
All three of that, like the bad black people, you know.
Well, here's an idea.
Right. You tip the bellhop at the Trump Tower.
Here's an idea for you. You create a legacy. You take the three legacy bills that you have.
He only got two left, Byron. You can go two.
He only
left.
Has two left.
Well, yes,
you take Byron, one of them.
Stay, pay attention, Byron.
You take one of them, Ali, and put it in a frame.
Yes.
And you put it on
yes.
your cap,
yes.
saying,
there you
"This
go.
Is the secret to my success."
How is that, Byron?
Because your tip,
Byron,
will help
that's
me
the
get
greatest
there.
Idea I ever heard.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that.
Your
right,
tip will help me there, get there. There.
That's the greatest idea you ever heard, and you heard it right here, Byron. That'll be $35.
Thank Make you that so play. Much, Byron.
Yes, I want you to be in the win-win position, because if indeed...
But still, I left with the one. I don't know what to do with that.
Right, well, then hold on
you still
to that
got that. That's
one.
The other one, though. You can still... That's the
that.
Moral test.
Right, see.
That's but your moral
one,
test.
One, you want people to see how
well,
good you really
are. I
have
an idea for that, Bill. Yes. Someday when the weed will be legalized in New York City,
yes.
I will roll up and smoke it.
Oh, well.
There
idea.
It is, roll up and smoke
is.
It.
Yes, in fact, you can make that part of the ambiance.
Yeah, but there is some kind of thing you could turn in when you get counterfeit bills. You go to the FBI, go down to the FBI and say, hey, I'm a good citizen. I'm from Pakistan. We have nuclear weapons. Here's a counterfeit bill. Hello, have a nice day.
Oh, yeah, one more thing.
That'd be good.
I wonder if you could buy pyrite with that. Like
pyrite.
Fool's gold.
Buy what?
Pyrite. It's called fool's gold.
Yeah, fool's gold. You probably could.
You should be able
See,
to
that's
buy
the word you
gold.
That should be the currency to buy.
Yeah.
I also have the conscious problem. I could have used it so many places. Like, a lot of drunk people come and they use the $100. I could give them back in change.
Oh, well, yeah, you could keep it going. Like, just like
right.
Monopoly money.
That's the movie right there. It's called Counterfeit. It's about the passage of this counterfeit bill.
I like it.
Yeah. You like that? Yeah. You with that.
Yeah. Okay. Ali, that's a great idea. We can make a whole series out of that. 13 weeks.
13 unlucky weeks.
I don't know. So many times, like, you know, sometimes I just like, you know, why I'm just like, you know, keep holding my, like, this Satan. I have to fight with this Satan.
Yes, stop fighting Satan. You know.
Serpent, you're holding the serpent. Why? Let it go.
Don't give in to him. Don't give in to Satan. Yeah. Just kick his butt and tell him to move over.
That's right.
Now, you have other things to do other than fight him, so...
I can use as a bribery in Pakistan, but you know, to bribe the cops, then we have to bribe the cops all the time.
So everybody's got a scheme.
For custom officers,
of course, for protection. Pay for protection.
Exactly, protection money. But still, like, this is the strangest thing. So when are you gonna make the movie, Mike Sargent?
Which movie? Which movie are you talking about, Nathan?
I don't know.
When am I going to make another movie? I'm finishing one now. But that is my intent to go back to that. That's when you remember me. That's when. What year did you start listening to the show?
What?
What year did you start listening?
Well, I listen on and off because I wasn't on the night shift, so I was driving in the daytime.
I know, but what year did you first? What year did you first discover us?
I think 2001. 2001 was the
Space Odyssey.
You've been listening a long time, Ali.
Yeah, you were on the Wall Street and all that beautiful.
Been there, yes, you know.
Wow.
You've been there. You've done that.
That's right. He even took us home a couple times.
That's right. You got the T-shirt. You gave it away. Now you're all that in a bag of chips. Come on, Ali.
Byron Song.
2018. You're the man, Ali.
The mystery guest.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, have a wonderful night. And
thank you.
Talk to you.
You too, Ali.
Time. Thank you.
All right.
Keep listening, Ali.
Peace and love, always.
What's the phone number here, Byron?
347-335-0820. Pick up the phone. Make that call. Talk to us. We want to know what it is you learned in 2017. Come on now, 347-335-0818. Call right now.
All right. You have no secret cheats, mystery guest? Because I'll tell you the next one we have.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to the next one.
The next one. All right, here's another one. Lost love or opportunity. Something like that you lost it. It was a love, or an opportunity, something you've always regretted that you lost. Look at she's shaking her head now. Is there one? Come on. You can be nameless. Anything you want to admit?
I don't think so.
Look at this. Mr. Guest would be a terrible listener. You understand? You'd be a terrible... Well, you could call up and be... You're a mystery now. You're a mystery now.
Mystery Guest tells the truth.
That's right. You're a mystery now.
When you tie your arms to the wall and fling boiling water.
Water on her. Exactly. Tell the truth.
Or I'll look into your eyes.
Just tell the truth.
But I don't have answers for these questions that you're asking.
Truth. Just tell the truth.
Speak the truth.
Night shift.
The truth, Mr. Guest. Speak the truth.
Night shift.
Just tell the truth.
What should I tell the truth?
Tell the truth.
Should I tell the truth what the truth wants to hear?
Just tell the truth. During the shift.
Night shift.
All right, Mr. Guest.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have nothing, you want to admit nothing yet?
I admit nothing.
Wow, Byron. She's a tough cookie. Okay,
well,
let's see.
I mean, these are thoughtful questions, you know.
All right, here's the question. This is another thoughtful question. You ready? This was the question, and I'll give you the question and the theme. The question was, why do you drink?
Why do I drink?
Why do you drink? Like, when you drink, why? What is the reason you drink? Why?
Well, that's kind of easy. I mean, there's a known outcome.
Okay.
There's a known effect. Which is somewhat desirable. From time to time. You know, that's it.
Well, here was the theme. theme was things you began for one reason but continued to do for another.
Honestly, these are like, this is homework kind of questions. This is not.
Well, you know, as the course of the show goes on, people are listening. They're listening to other people's answers. It tells you. That's simple. Who cares? Nobody's going to listen for 3 hours to that.
How am I going to have a quick answer for?
Well, of course not. That during the I announce at the beginning of the show, we play music, we take stories, then we get people's half the game. All right, I have one now. I'm ready. 3347. That's 347-335-0818. 0818. You can tell us what you learned in the last year, the biggest lesson. So that you no quick answers for you.
No.
She'll be back with us.
She'll be back next week. Right. We'll ask Mr. Guest one question.
The homework thing. I mean, I feel like this is all like what kind of answer am I supposed to concoct?
You don't concoct. You tell the truth, Mr. Guest.
I feel like I'd have to be concocting an answer to these things.
No.
I'm not the best bullshitter.
Well, then don't say it, that word, first of all. And second of all, you should be honest. What's the phone number here, Brian?
347-335-0818.
Yes.
Like, what did I learn?
347-335-0818.
Why don't you ask me if I learned?
Well,
if you learned?
Like, you're assuming I've learned something.
Well, if you certainly learned. Am.
I'm asking the question, if you learned?
Have I learned?
If you learned.
Well, I think I would probably kill a few brain cells.
Did your brain shrink and increase at the same time?
If you learned.
If I learned. If I learned, you know?
Life, you keep checking yourself, but you did feel yourself until I touched you. And when I grabbed you, you felt the urge to be better and then serve. Only the one that can teach you knowledge is something that you appreciate. And if you didn't realize, I'm the motherfucker that...
Wow.
Hey, I heard that.
Yeah.
Needed.
We've been a little blue here, baby.
A little.
So, thank goodness for quick fingers here. That's right. Yes.
Mike, all right. Sizer. So no the answers from the mystery guest. Okay.
No.
Here's the last one.
Yes.
Here's the last one, okay. Mystery guest.
Strong questions.
These are strong questions. That's how they can last 3 hours. You can get into it. Yes. Take you somewhere.
Go ahead.
Okay. What are you able to let go of that used to be impossible?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, I think I have a tendency to want to have an answer, for instance. You know, so maybe what I've learned is that I'm able to let go of the need to have an answer for every
Byron
little
is yet
thing.
Byron has to let go of that, by the way.
You know, for every little thing. I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for all this stuff. I did learn that tonight. I'll let go of it too.
Only the second day of the year. See, you have time to work up to get to this. This is good, though. Now, if this is what you are accelerating towards for 2018.
What are you accelerating? I missed that part. What are you accelerating towards?
I'm accelerating towards the knowledge
that you don't have to give an answer. I understand. Go ahead.
Declared it.
All right, she cleared it up. Go, I'm with you.
I'm like,
call us up. Let's get smart together.
So, definitely, mystery guest is imparting mystery guest wisdom.
I would call up and I would say, I don't need to answer your questions.
347-335-0818. There's your challenge. You heard it from the mystery guest.
So listen, the fun and the interesting part of answering these questions is that, you know, while we get to know you a little bit, you're getting to know yourself. You know, the whole idea is to understand.
Yes.
Just say no.
347-335-0818. You want to talk to us? Hey, this is the first show for us in 2018. And
first show of the year.
You are listening to DGFJ. Good music. All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Goodness, yes. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. All right.
Well, 347.
They called and then they
335-0818. Come on, call us back. We want to talk to you. 347-335-0818. Anybody else? The lounge is open. Welcome aboard. 347-335-0818. Make your reservation right now. Just pick up the phone. Give us a call. Reservations right now. 347-335-0818.
Can't you see that I'm the only one you want? So what you stay and keep in mind that mine's the only hand that feeds. Don't drop my heart, don't you step on my nerves, don't let me make you want to cry.
Mystery guest.
Day two.
Stay tuned.
What's your question? I'm sorry. It was a little.
You were a little what?
Were you asking me a question?
I was, but you weren't paying attention.
Your question was a bit obscured.
Obfuscated?
Obscured.
Okay, well, my question was, basically, since you seem to not be able to answer any of the other questions that were put to you, and you say you
since
now...
I seem to not have a quick answer.
Not have a quick answer. Yes, well, we're going to come back to that. I think this is... All right, so people keep calling, and then we don't get them. I don't know what that is. What's the phone number here, Martin?
347-335-0818.
Yeah, so the question is to you, Mr. Guest, since you can't seem to answer any of the other questions. No quick answers.
Yes.
But you've had time now to think about what you learned in 2017.
I already said.
What?
I learned that I'm not into these questions.
That's what... Is that your final answer?
That's
our final answer.
I don't know.
Answer.
Should I phone a friend?
You should. Thank you. You have to do that anymore. People now can just Google anything. Like, well, from their phone. You know.
Can I Google the answers to these questions?
You could Google the answers to these questions. There are no Google answers to these questions. Un-Googleable answers.
Wait a minute. Un-Googleable. There's no Googles here?
There's un-Googleable questions. That's
what
we ask.
I want my Google.
I know you do, Brian. I know you do.
I am dedicated to
Let me ask you a question. Google. Another. Yes. Well, this was another Night Shift theme. I'll bring up the mystery guest. This is an easy one. No shame in this. What is the strongest relationship you have with an inanimate object?
Now, that is a good question.
Yes.
Huh.
For some people, it's their car, it's their computer, it's their phone. You know, it could
be... Strongest relationship.
It could be their, you know, vibrator. It could be whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there are different ways to measure strength.
Well, you know, again, when I say that to you, you know, the strongest, the most, you know, significant relationship that you have with an inanimate object.
Well, I don't know. I've not really surveyed my relationships with inanimate objects.
Well, you could do this. You could do this over the course of 30 seconds.
No. 30 seconds? No.
Byron, I know you have an answer to the question. You probably did on... I think you were on that show. But actually, no, I think that was a Joe Masiri show. I don't think you were on that show. So you don't have an answer to that? Even to that mystery guest?
I think it's an interesting question that I'm more inclined to look into.
Wow.
Than the others.
You're very good at dodging these questions, Mr. Guest.
Why, thank you.
What was the question again?
Oh, Byron, now you can try to get like the mystery guest. The question was, what is the strongest relationship you have with an inanimate object? Yes. And what is that object and what's the relationship you have with it?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I already know what I would think you would say.
Yeah?
Yes.
Inanimate object.
An inanimate object is not human or animal. It is a thing. Inanimate.
Okay.
No soul, Byron.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to keep to the theme that I helped create this evening. Oh, my theme.
What's your theme?
Cowardly Lion.
You know, you're ridiculous, but you know, I don't even know.
Byron,
how do I know you?
A miniature furry cowardly lion.
Yeah, of course he does.
Is it a bobblehead?
No, this is about this tall.
Hey, listen, really? First of all, you're looking at the biggest Wizard of Oz fan on earth.
What?
Listen to me. I took this grown ass man when they re-released Wizard of Oz like 15 years ago or something. They re-released it in the theaters. Okay?
Yeah.
And they put it in the Zeke Field.
New digital master.
Wow. New, so I took Byron because I knew he was a fan.
Restored.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
As I sat there through the movie, I looked over. He was silently mouthing all of the dialogue. All of it. He knew every piece of dialogue in the film. It was a disturbing thing to see this older gentleman, distinguished in other ways. He was just a kid again. I just want you to know.
Wow.
That's a true story.
Jacuse.
What's the phone number here?
347-335-0818. You can do it. Pick up the phone. Call us right now. The lines are open. 347-335-0818.
Yes, and you can tell us the biggest lesson you learned this year.
Yes. It's been a great year thus far.
This year. I'm talking about 2017, you fool.
I've just enjoyed so much of 2018.
Yeah, I know you did. Yes, you are. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
How you doing?
Who's this?
This is George.
George. So, George, we're going to answer one of the Night Shift questions?
Okay, yeah. Throw me a weird one.
Okay. Well, I just want to know, what's the biggest lesson you learned in 2017?
College diploma gets you absolutely nothing. Still looking for a job.
I understand. Well, that's a tough lesson to learn there, George. I got to say.
So, George, how long have you been listening to the show?
About 15 minutes.
This is it? Right. This is the first time you've ever heard the show?
Yeah, up here from Atlanta right now.
You're what?
Up here from Atlanta.
Oh, you're up here from Atlanta.
Right.
Oh,
I'll be back down.
Good. Welcome.
All right.
It's cold, isn't it?
I could ask you one of the weird questions. You want to know one of the weird questions? Maybe you can answer it. Okay.
Yeah, throw them.
All right. Here's one. So what's something you some secret cheat, something you got away with and never got caught and nobody knew, but since nobody up here knows you're in New York, you can tell us here on the air.
Oh, no, my whole family's up here.
but are they up listening to Night Shift? I don't think so.
So, now, what part of Atlanta are you from?
What'd you say, sir?
I'll leave that out. But my roommate is... He brought his best friend over one night, and I ended up, hooking up with her. But I never told him about it.
Wow.
And he still doesn't know. I'm still good friends with the guy.
He still doesn't know. Look at that.
It breaks his heart.
You'll break his heart because does he secretly have a thing for her?
Oh, no. We never talked again after that.
No, but I'm saying, your best friend, you said this was his best friend?
Yeah, no. He didn't have anything like that.
Okay. So they're just good friends.
They were just good friends. It was one of those things. Yeah.
All right. Well, these things happen.
Let me know one.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
How about this one? Okay. What's something that you learned about yourself that surprised you?
Surprised.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be like in the last year. Something you now know about yourself that when you discovered it, you're like, wow, I didn't realize that about myself. I actually like pickled beets.
I don't panic about anything.
Okay, you don't panic. So
it's like non-emotion. I feel. Yeah.
Got you.
I was driving a boat. And another boat came right at me. Basically, huge boat. Wake was humongous, but almost like capsized me over and everything. But the whole time I was with my little cousins, and they were freaking out. But I was totally fine under pressure.
Grace, so you learned that you have grace under pressure. That's a good thing to learn.
Stick to my gun.
There you go. Byron?
I think it's the best way to live.
Yeah, I've had a couple of situations like that where I was surprised at how calm I was. I was in a car once. I was in a taxi or a livery cab, and I was on the way to the subway, and I had to make the train. This is in Queens. This is back in the day, and it was 179th Street. And as the car was crossing a street, I could see there was another car coming, and I'm in the back seat because I'm a passenger. I could see there's another car coming, and I could tell he was going to hit us. And so I just slid to the other side of the door. The car hit us, and I didn't get hit or knocked or anything. And then I was like, I gave him my business card and I had to get out the car. I said, look, I got to go. I got to make the train. And I was calm just like that. That's how I walked away from the accident.
Amazing story.
That's a true story.
Very good.
So I can relate to you, George.
Thank you.
Of course, I wasn't getting capsized in the water with my little cousin, but, I think I was pretty calm.
Quick thinking.
Yes. This is that. Now, what kind of job are you looking for here, George? What do you want to do here in New York?
Well, at the moment, I graduated with animal science degree.
Animal
science, basically a biology degree, but it's focused on anatomy and physiology. So I could talk to you off about anything from cows and dairy to all your innards.
Interesting. So now, what do you do with a degree like that? You could be a veterinarian, a zoologist. Like, what do you do?
It's very, very flexible. It doesn't really set you up with an accounting degree.
Okay.
But so I can go into a number of things, including veterinary medicine or law or goat med school or dentist school. It sets you up. It's very nice. I'm kind of picking my options right now, but I was looking to find a job in the meantime so I could start paying these loans because they're no joke.
How much per year are you in debt?
Right now, it's pretty nuts. I think every month I gotta scrub up about $1,200
a month to pay back?
Stay back, yeah. In are state.
Wow. That's man. That's intense.
Yeah, okay.
That's like that's you have you're not even eating.
It's like swallowed up.
No.
Well, you know, it's a crazy thing. You know, I know somebody who feels that college is basically a debt slavery scheme. That's their concept.
100% agree.
They said that
it gets completely sold to every single student when right. you come out of high school.
Well, and the thing is,
it makes the high school look better.
Exactly.
So they push it on them.
Yeah. And they said that essentially, you know, there was a time in this country where you could go to high school, and in high school you could learn a trade, so you could go out and make a living. You know, if you wanted to pursue something specific, like a doctor or whatever, you could do that. But then he says they invented college, and you know, as we know, you know, it's all about debt. It's all about debt. You're trying to make these grades and then trying to get a job, and meanwhile you come out with, you know, enormous debt that you're struggling to pay off, and now you're going to have, you know whether you even ever thought about it, now you have to worry about your credit, and you're you know, just paying off this debt. So you are essentially an indentured servant to the country. So,
to the bank,
or your debtors, essentially. So, do you feel this way?
Yeah, definitely.
Gotcha. But
every
now,
time I buy a hamburger, I'm buying a hamburger with the bank's money. You know, like everything
yeah,
I do,
yeah,
the bank owns me.
I understand. Now, do you? You're weighing your options. Do you agree also? As you know, how old are you? Like 21, 22?
Yeah, I'm a little bit older than that.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're in your 20s. You're in your 20s.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're in your 20s. You're under 30. So my question is, do you think you can ever get rich working for somebody, or do you think you have to go into business for yourself ever to become wealthy?
The way I see it right now,
yeah,
I don't think if I opened up my own business that I'd get too far.
Okay.
Because I got no capital put up to, you know, start anything. So I got to go, you know, make some money, get ahead of the debt, and then who knows? It might be in the cards.
Hmm.
All right. So, but you don't have like a hard and fast philosophy about that.
Oh, that's my definition of success. Like, that's what I want in my life.
Yeah.
No, I grew up in an area where I see it. Money's not everything.
Gotcha.
You can still have a terrible life and be rich.
This is true. So peace of mind.
I just want peace of mind. That's all I want.
I understand. Byron
peace
Saunders.
Of mind.
Mike Sargent.
You want peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
You want peace on earth, don't you?
Peace on earth. Goodwill to all.
But hey,
men,
you know what? If I get rich women, in the process, children, I'm not complaining.
Hey, I feel you.
I'd rather have a piece of pie sometimes. I don't know about
every
you,
now and then, you want a piece of pie?
I'd rather have a piece of pie.
Now, let me ask you one last question, George.
Shoot.
What are you looking forward to most in the coming year, in this year?
Getting back down to Atlanta, getting away from this bitter cold.
I hear you.
What part of Atlanta do you want to get to, George?
It's the north end of it. I don't want to get to
Buckhead.
The north end.
Buckhead, North DeKalb County, Gwinnett County.
Byron used to live in Atlanta. That's why he's asking you all these questions. He's not.
Oh, no, okay.
He's not stalking you. Just so you
I know Atlanta.
Can you smoke a joint at the High Museum of Art?
If you're very discreet, you should have the vaporizer.
You could vape.
Really?
Yes.
Like out on the sidewalk or anywhere
in the
exhibit?
Yeah, but you can't bring your munchie meal in there.
I won't do that.
You won't testify in a court of night shift?
I don't need to do it there. Maybe on the side.
All right.
Then we can go in and enjoy the art.
Byron, you're from Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Oh.
You're not from Atlanta.
You got the Atlanta badge?
Where were you born, Byron?
Nashville, Tennessee.
And then where did you live as a child?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, so you just lived there. You're not from there.
No, I lived in Atlanta for almost 13 years.
Were you there? Were you gone for 13 years?
And yes, and then I came to New York for almost 12 years.
And then you went back to Atlanta?
For almost 7 years.
All right, well, that, you're kind of from Atlanta then.
Kind of, sort of, I can claim it.
You can claim it.
So, yes, George.
I understand. So, George, one more question for you, since I got you on here.
Yeah,
how long you been up here in New York?
I've been up here since the 23rd.
23rd. Wow. So you had Christmas here in New York.
Yeah.
Did you go to Rockefeller Center? Did you do that whole thing?
No, I don't do any of the tourist things.
Got you. And had you been to New York before?
Yeah. I've been back and forth between Atlanta and New York where I grew up.
Oh, you went to New York a lot when you grew up, you said?
If I explain it to you, you'd have to buy another hour on the radio.
All right.
I'm all over, man.
All right, no problem. So I guess my question is, what do you like best and least about New York?
I honestly love this location in the country. You got the best city in the country, in my opinion, and then the best best city in the world. I guess I don't know how to put it, but I love New York City, and you have that, and you have like mountains. You got the Adirondacks like right there. You got the Bear Mountain. So you got like nature in our way. I got the city in our way, and then I love where I live. It's great. This is like the best part of the country. You can go to the beach. You can go skiing. It's like it's all right here. There's nothing you could want more than what's in this area of the country. But at the same time, there's kind of this weird thing with New Yorkers being rude. Like I kind of grew up here, but I'm not a big fan of it. So like when I go down south, everybody's like so nice. It's like suspiciously nice how nice people are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I
when are they I pod people?
What do you really want?
Yes. I understand.
Say again?
Yeah. Oh, the question to follow the encounters with Southern hospitality might ring around in your head something like, what do you really want? What do you nice people really want?
Exactly. It's like up here, somebody's nice to you, all of a sudden they're asking you for a donation to their Girl Scout troop.
Right.
Or is it they're down south, they're like, people are just nice to be nice. And it's very comfortable.
Yeah, well, they aren't hustling like they up here. All right, so I hear those are good pros and cons. The thing I will say this about New York, though, growing up in New York, because I grew up in New York, kind of makes you a city snob. You go any other city and you're like, oh, this is a city.
Oh, city snob.
In New York,
we're a borough snob.
But in New York,
what are you
we
talking
have.
About?
So it does kind of make you a city snob. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Byron Saunders.
Yeah, Mike Saunders.
City snob, you.
The snob of the borough.
And Byron, since you've grown, you've lived in Atlanta and D.C. and all these places,
New York,
and New York. So, what do you like least and most about New York?
It's dirty.
This is your least now.
My least.
I thought you'd tell me this year. What you like best? I like it filthy. I like the filthy New York. So go ahead. Say the dirt.
It's,
you don't
it's
like
too
the dirt.
Dirty. Too many people.
Too many people.
And
that's a city, though.
I get that.
Cities have people, just so you know.
I get that. I like its energy.
Oh.
I like the arts.
But you can't have the energy without the people.
That's possible.
It's a dichotomy, Byron.
It
I don't know.
Goes some of that with that. However, I love its history, and I have loved being a part of its history and helping to protect it. Helping to guide it.
Are you part of New York history, Byron?
Yes.
Are you? Who are you?
I'm Byron Creighton Saunders.
Part of New York history.
Formerly the director of the Queens Historical Society for 8 years, preserving the history of Queens, New York City, and all of its historic landmarks.
All right.
And then I also was the executive director for the White Claw Farmhouse Museum, which happens to be New York City and New York State's oldest historic landmark, built in 1652.
Is that in Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn. It's one of the 10 oldest wooden structures in the United States. And so I've helped to protect and preserve New York history, and I've enjoyed it because growing up in Washington, D.C., I had a very fond respect of the museums like the Smithsonian and all of its antiquity and the understanding of history as D.C. is Rome. When you're in Rome, you do as the Romans.
You see D.C. as Rome?
Oh, it is.
Because of all the marble.
Seat of all government in the world. And to have been surrounded by and intermingled with some of those diplomatic personalities and watching it through the prism of living in Washington, D.C. gives me a different perspective, because it's still the last colony. It is a city that is run by Congress. It is a city that has the White House. And the stain of the White House being the plantation that it is that the District of Columbia's population is usually anywhere between 75 and 85% African-American. It has been since the Civil War.
So it's ironic that there's a White House.
Well, it's not just ironic. It is the condition itself. It is the plantation that we're still fighting the Civil War, and that's exactly what's been going on in this country, and it's time to get past that, because it is the detriment to our democracy is to still be fighting this black and white issue. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why? Because it's about racism. It's about
it's interesting. It's about imperialism, but why are
we still doing this?
There are a lot of reasons why.
Yes,
Bart.
Well, of
there
course,
are a lot
I
of
know
reasons
the reasons.
There are a lot of reasons why.
I ask,
but we only have 10 minutes left, so we can't really get into it. But Barnes Saunders, I'm glad to have brought in the new year with you. And
indeed,
George, and you're leaving. When do you leave New York?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. This is your last night in New York. So what? Do you listen to radio? Do you listen to late night radio down in Atlanta?
Not one bit. No, sir. I'm bed by 12.
All right. So then, how is it that you happen to be listening to Night Shift tonight?
Just driving home from a friend's house.
It's a paradigm shift. He's in the vortex.
Gotcha.
Free action. But I was uploaded. Normally it doesn't happen.
Driving.
Gotcha.
Well, Night Shift's online too, right?
Well, we're online. We're on. If you're listening to us on the air, it's WBAI.
Apps and everything.
99.5 FM. And if you're online, it's WBAI.org. Yeah. And if you want to listen to old Night Shift, we have a website. It's called LifeIsLikeScienceFiction.com. We've got shows going back for over 10 years. So you can just download them and just listen to them. And, you can listen to Night Shift 24/7 for the rest of your life. If you wanted to. Just saying.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope you guys have a good night.
All right.
I enjoyed being on.
All right. Well, we enjoyed your calling, and good luck. We hope that you get
Safe
the job
trip
that you
home,
want.
Yes. I would look into the bull in the bull market.
Where's Lynn Samuels?
That's a good question. Where is Lynn Samuels?
Byron, do you know?
Byron, do you know?
I'm not sure where he is right now.
That's a she. It's a she.
I'm sorry. She. I'm not sure where she is at the moment. Was she missing?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Well, it's 2:54 in the morning. And Mr. Guess? My last question to you.
Okay.
What are you looking forward to most in 2018?
I think I'm looking forward to a piece of pie.
Fired.
What kind of pie, Doc?
The pie of life.
Oh, see? There you
the
go.
Sweet pie of life.
I like that, by the way.
Pick your own filling.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to, Byron, most in 2018?
Completion. knowing that on my journey I completed the many things that I had to complete.
I understand that. I'll take that myself.
Day two. I'm in the meaning and the mode right now of completing.
Meaning and the mode.
Yes, I'm making sure we bring it to completion.
Yes. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How you doing?
Who's this?
Danny.
Danny? Danny.
What do you call me, Dan?
Dan, all right. Dan. So, Dan, what are you looking forward to most in 2018?
What I'm looking forward to most is trying to go to my next assignment.
What is it? Where's your next assignment? Do you know?
No clue.
So, do you like not knowing, or do you prefer to know? Like, how do you like being in a place where you don't know, or do you prefer knowing what's coming?
I prefer to know where I'm going, so that way I could properly prepare myself to where I'm going.
I understand. Byron's nodding his head in approval. All right, and then the other question for the night was, what was the greatest lesson you learned in 2017?
The greatest lesson I learned was not to trust anyone.
Not to trust anyone.
All right, Danny, here's the main question for not trusting.
He says, call him Dan now.
Dan, yeah, he's Dan now. He's Dan now. Formerly known as Danny. Dan, do you love?
Do I what?
He's asking you a Byron question, Danny.
Do you love?
He wants to know if you're capable of love.
Am I capable of love? Of course I am.
Not just capable.
Who is it?
But do you love? See, capable of being capable of love, everybody's capable of love. But are you?
Are you engaged in love and loving? Is that what you're asking?
Right. Do you love? I think it was a very good question. So plain and simple. Yes.
Are you eating some brownies right now, Byron? Are you going to get some of
perhaps.
Are you going to get some of that Jack in the Box munchies?
Perhaps. You now get see.
The Jack in the Box munchies. Byron's on his
one
way.
One of the things about listening to Night Shift is paying attention to the show. Exactly. We, now, Dan, see, you're my kind of listener.
Danny's the archivist.
Come on, we can go here, dog. This is the way we do this. But yes, the brownies were very good. And it was chocolate on top of chocolate.
Chocolate on top of chocolate.
So it was a very good rush of sugar.
Sounds like a good night to me.
Yeah. Chocolate on top of chocolate.
Thank you, Dan.
With a little melted chocolate on the side. Well, you're tuned to listen to Sponsored Radio.
So this is 2018, right?
Yes.
I've been listening to the show for like, what, 26 years now?
Oh, my God. No.
It's like the music, is it ever going to change? I swear, this is the same music I heard 26 years ago.
It is not the same music. I've only been playing this 10 years. God.
All right. And then Byron's like, this is my, you know what, I tell you this, I tuned in the show like at when you started, right, and I was trying to figure out, okay, is this live on tape or is it actually live?
Exactly. Well, no, when it started, the show started, no, I started, the first 15 minutes was a show from 2009. So yes, so yeah, that was
very astute. It's kind of hard to decipher. It's like, my God, like all the music they say like forever, and Byron's like, it's my favorite show. It's my favorite show. It's like, my God,
that's right, Byron. Byron missed his opening. He wasn't here for his own opening. But yes, Byron.
For like 22 years, he's been saying that.
Yes,
like,
he has.
Are you capable of having any other favorite shows, Byron?
Oh, I do. Stay tuned. Byron. 6 and 11 comes.
What do you mean you have other favorite shows, Byron? Yes. What the
do you say that to all the shows, Byron?
No, this is my favorite show.
Really?
He says.
It's my therapy on Mondays going into.
You know, who's planning to come on the show? Mike from Jersey is planning to come on the show, Danny. Yes, I actually saw him.
And when is the mystery guest not going to be a mystery anymore? She's been like a mystery guest for like 5 years.
Depends.
She's not going to be a mystery. It's up to her. When do you want to reveal yourself? It's 2018.
Yeah, I might. I'll spin that around a bit.
You're going to spin that around. She'll get back to you on that, Dan.
Yeah, I'm going to be holding my breath. Yeah. Okay.
Don't hold it, but I'll get back to you.
He'll hold his breath for you because he doesn't know when it'll actually happen. All right. What time is it? It's 2:59.
Yes, it is. And it's been wonderful.
It has been wonderful. Back. The same music 26 years later.
DGM.
All right, folks, you have a happy New Year.
You have a happy New Year, too, Danny. And we will definitely be in touch. And by the way, congratulations, Danny, on all the things that have been, I've seen on Facebook that have been happening in your life, both personally and professionally.
Yeah. It's been a little crazy.